Was Imus only the beginning? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It used to be it was just a white guy argument to say, you go after Imus for saying the N-word or the H-word, but what about black performers who say the same thing? Well, now, that's becoming a black argument, too.
He's not the one defining our women as bitches and hoes. We know who that is.
Columnist Jason Whitlock of the Kansas City Star speaking today on CNN after writing the following in his column, quote, I'm sure at least one of the marvelous young women on the Rutgers basketball team is somewhere snapping her fingers to the beat of 50 Cent or Snoop Dogg's or Young Jeezy's latest ode glorifying nappy-headed pimps and hoes. He didn't offer any evidence that any of the Rutgers girls actually does this, but based on the comments of their coach earlier this week, they'd better not.
Whether spoken by black, white, purple, or green, male or female, tall or short, skinny or thin, it is not right.
And as for Al Sharpton, he said again he's ready to take this to the next level.
Maybe this first round with Imus will get us ready for a fight that will say that we do not have to denigrate, be misogynist and racist to be creative.
So rapsters are on notice.
Nappy then, nappy now.
Reverend Al's got you in his sights. America, get ready. Get ready for a whole string of apology news conferences from 50 Cent, from Snoop Dogg, from Young Jeezy. And as for who will take their place when they're gone,
that's no way to go. That's your mother, no.
I'm rooting for ABBA. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.